This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's another report on initial claims for unemployment benefits coming out tomorrow morning. And while they are still going to be huge 10-ish weeks into this thing, they have been a little less huge the past couple of weeks than they were at the beginning. That said, unemployment offices everywhere are still swamped, including Texas, where Ed Serna is the executive director of the Texas Workforce Commission. We had him on a little while ago in the heat of things to see how things were going, so we have gotten him back on the phone today. Mr. Serna, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's been a month, I think, since last we spoke. You were deluged back then, I guess is a fair way to say that. How's it been going lately?
It's getting a little better, but not as good as we'd like it to be. We still have a lot of people that we need to help. The challenges that we're facing are changing. Now it's more about payments and getting the right amount of money to them. Not the right amount, but rather a lot of them lost their jobs before they were able to submit a claim and getting the full amount of money to them. So the types of challenges we're facing are changing, but they're still there.
Does the fact that Texas is among those states with a more robust getting back to business policy in place, does that take the load off you at all?
It kind of shifts the load a little bit, and we're beginning to have sort of a two-front effort that we're addressing, one on the unemployment side and then two on the reemployment and get it started again side.
Well, so tell me about that reemployment side, because I imagine there are some people in the state of Texas, as there are everywhere, who simply don't feel comfortable going back to work, who fear for their health. Is that something that you take into account?
That's going to be one of our biggest challenges. The governor's laid out a pretty good plan for businesses reopening that includes the safety of the employees and the customers. There are going to be individuals, even though that's the case, that are just going to be apprehensive about it. We've got, as of yesterday, over 2.6 million claims have been filed. Some of those people are ready to go back to work. Some of them are just antsy about going back. They may be ready, but they're just antsy about going back. And we'll have to look at those on a case-by-case basis.
Are you prepared to make allowances for them, though? I mean, there are people who legit, you know, fear for their health.
Yes, sir. We are prepared for that. The commission is looking at some situations where we know that people can't accept employment. You know, if you've actually been diagnosed with COVID-19 or you are at high risk, or right now, if you have childcare issues, the others where it's more, I don't feel safe or my employer doesn't have a safe environment, those are going to require us to look into the situation. Our default position, however, will be to continue to pay benefits until we can complete the investigation, so no one will have to go without any benefits.
You can answer this, sir, however you see fit, but how are you doing? I mean, I imagine the stress level for a person running an unemployment office in any state these days is pretty high.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I think I'm doing pretty good, but it does help to know that there's support from not only the staff that I'm working with, but also from the citizens that we're serving. A lot of times I'll get emails from folks that are saying, look, I know you guys are swamped. I really hate to bother you, but, and that's fine. We get that. And then other times they're look, we haven't been able to get in. I'm kind of gripey, and we help them. And then I'll actually get a message back saying, look, thanks a lot for helping us. This staff person was really, really nice. Sorry that I was kind of tense about it. So I'm not going to say it's great. I would prefer that it not be this situation, but I think I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
Fair enough. Ed Serna, he is he's the executive director of the Texas Workforce Commission. Mr. Serna, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai. Bye-bye.